Kalam Unit is part of civil society, but it is a special movement established by a group of young people, a group of visionary and courageous and civically engaged young people from across South Sudan who are passionate about ending the systemic violence that are dehumanizing people and trying to build a foundation for a better society. So Salam Junub uses innovative activities to engage youth in nation building, leadership development, and peace building at community level. So this is just a brief background about Salam Junub. The social movement was established in January 2018, actually this year. We have activities like TTT, which is one of the innovative activities of Salam Junub.
Is it a registered NGO or civil society or something like that?
It is a social movement which is recognized by the government.
Now, you said one of your activities is TTT, Triple T.
Yes.
What
yes.
do you mean by the Triple T?
TTT stands for Take Tea Together. It's just an activity that we started early this year in an area called Guri, where people in the area come together under a tree to discuss issues affecting them. So this year we have discussed a number of issues under a tree that we have renamed Peace Tree, Gure Peace Tree, where issues of hate speech, negative tribalism, their effects and how to combat them were discussed. So TTT is just like a forum. People come together, take tea while discussing issues affecting the community. And to date, we have organized more than 8 TTT forums in Gurei, and it has always been attended by more than 800 people, usually attend under the tree. So this is one of the things. And if you critically look at South Sudanese, many people like taking tea, and this is how the idea came about. Under trees, you go in the market, you find young people, women, and elders are taking tea. But then what they discuss at times does not promote peace. And that is why we say, why don't we try to turn what people are misusing into a positive thing that can bring us peace and harmony in the society.
Now,
so this is how the idea came about.
How does this TTT impact on really bringing peaceful coexistence in Gure area where you normally operate?
Yes. One, when people come together, this is a sign of peace. They get to know one another. They also try to share ideas that can help others. You also know that there are many people in the outskirts of Juba, even in Juba, who do not have access to information about peace. They do not have access to information about justice, about health, and so many other issues, including the recently signed revitalized peace agreement. So TTT is a forum that tries to inform and educate about their rights, educate them about what they are supposed to do, give them information. And now the major target is the young people who are usually involved in crimes and other social evil. This forum keeps them busy. Instead of planning evil things, instead of doing other things that will not help them, say, please come under the tree. Let us discuss about the future of young people. Let us discuss about the role of young people in nation building and so many other productive things. This is one. Number two, given the level of trauma in the society, there are so many women and people who are traumatized, especially after the conflict and even at this current economic crisis. So when they come for TTT, they are relieved from the burden of negative memories, from the burden of trauma and bad thoughts. Because it is not only TTT about the discussion, they discuss and we try to invite comedians, we invite artists, musicians to perform. So this will help in addressing psychosocial issues within the community. And number three, the group so-called niggas. This is one achievement that we have seen, but of course it's just a milestone, and gradually we will also try to reach many people. These young people called niggas, they usually come for the TTT, and when they come, they don't fight. You know that when they meet somewhere with other groups, they fight, but then when they come for the forum, we have not seen any issue of fighting among themselves. That means slowly we will try to unlock them.
What challenges do you face as Salam Junub in promoting these forums which bring people together, take tea, they discuss issues of peace? What challenges do you encounter as you gather these young people?
One challenge which is worth mentioning is, of course, it is something general, the issue of resources the stock is limited. That is why we are not expanding to many other areas in South Sudan. The idea is innovative, the idea is creative, and even many people in other parts of the world, they like it so much. Even the other states, they are calling that TTT should be taken to their place, TTT should be taken to other areas. But then because we are constrained by the resources, we are not able to move to those areas. However, it is in our plan as a land group to ensure that TTT expands all over Juba and goes to the other states so that people are able to discuss issues, people are able to come together and change the narrative of the community and of the country.